Isn't rapture and joy a sensual pleasure, though?
Not necessarily. No, not at all.
How does that work?
Well, I mean, that's exactly, you know, that, I mean, that's one of the things. With that delight, I mean, delight in Dhamma. Like one of the, say, delight in Dhamma, and just the happiness that comes from, say, from integrity, virtue, generosity, kindness. Those are joys that rapture and joy can come from. And then you reflecting on or having seen an example of real goodness. You can really, his mind can become very rapturous.
Distinguishing the cause then of the pleasure.
Yeah, that's a helpful way. I mean, if it's rapture and pleasure, you know, born of a night out in wherever, fill in the blanks. I mean, that's not quite that.
Yeah. There is a bodily pleasure, with those states, but
that was my confusion.
Right. But that's kind of the result, because it's always, as Wompa was just saying, it's always a result of seclusion from, you know, the hindrances, and based on wholesome states.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's one of the things maybe the one thing that people take away from this is that you can meditate and feel, you can actually give yourself permission to enjoy the meditation. You know, that's really important. Because I think we
keep doing it long, but it doesn't, you know, work.
Yeah.
That was my question.